time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for sunny skies with a high of 80. Tonight, clear with a low of 58. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire says the city has shored up an issue that led to a $27,000 phone bill at City Hall last year. The mayor said several calls were made to international numbers from multiple phones in City Hall during weekend hours when City Hall wasn't open. After appealing to the Frontier Communications Fraud Department, the bill was reduced to $13,000. After an investigation, the mayor discovered it was possible that someone entered the system without actually being in City Hall, so he made the payment instead of going through the court system. The $13,000 payment was spread over multiple months, with the final payment taking place earlier this summer. Mayor McGuire says the issue has since been shored up. He also said a few months after the phone call incident, someone tried to hack into the city's billing system but was unsuccessful. He was told no information was compromised, and the city has since upgraded its firewall from a home system to a more secure one. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. Listen up, Speed Queen has just announced that they are extending their warranties on all Speed Queen washers and dryers to 10 years through September 30. That's an additional 7 years of warranty on some models. Couple that with our $68 off per set offer on our electronic control models for our 68th anniversary and business special through August, and wow, what a deal. If you've been thinking about a new Speed Queen washer and dryer, now's the time to take the plunge. Come see us at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield.
Why should we eat dinner together more often? Dinner is a time to relax, recharge, laugh, tell stories, and catch up on the day's ups and downs while developing a sense of who we are as a family. That's what Cisney Key Market prides itself on, providing a home-like environment and a great meal while allowing families to spend the time together they deserve with no worries. Stop by your hometown grocery connection, Cisney Key Market, today on the square in Cisney, where dinner and family go hand in hand.
In other news, People's National Bank has donated $500 to the Tech Fest occurring on Thursday and Friday next week. The annual event is hosted by the University of Illinois Extension Office. It provides Wayne County fifth graders the opportunity to have hands-on learning with various areas of technology. No injuries were reported in a two-car accident at the corner of Southwest 7th and West Delaware Streets in Fairfield this morning. Traffic was cut down to one lane after the crash, and firemen and police were dispatched to the scene. The names of the drivers, as well as the cause of the accident, were not released. Wayne County Crime Stoppers is offering a reward for information leading to the arrest of the person or persons who damaged a vehicle belonging to Alan Marsh, as well as for the theft of a decorative windmill from the Everett Foster residence. Anyone with information should call or text Crime Stoppers at 842-9777. Fairfield police arrested three people yesterday and this morning. 28-year-old Calumet City resident Jacob K. Fenton was arrested on a no-bond IDOC warrant. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held. 25-year-old Cisney resident Corey J. Reinbold was arrested on a failure-to-appear warrant from Marion County for a traffic offense. 47-year-old Fairfield resident Tara A. Richardson was arrested on a charge of criminal trespass to a residence. Reinbold and Richardson were released from jail after posting $345 and $120 in bond, respectively. Frontier Community College will offer a five-week furniture refurbishing class for the fall semester. The class begins on Monday. Students will learn several painting and distressing techniques that can be applied to many types of furniture, including coffee tables, rocking chairs, dressers, and nightstands. Furniture refurbishing will meet Monday evenings from 6 to 7:30 in the open area of the Workforce Development Center. The total cost of the class is $75, and most supplies are included. Students must bring one piece of furniture smaller than a dresser to the first night of class. That furniture will be kept on campus between classes. Students will also need to purchase a quart of paint, but it won't be needed until the second week of class. Sarah Benton will be the instructor. Anyone looking to register for furniture refurbishing should call Frontier Community College at 842-3711. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White announced that the new St. Louis Cardinals permanent Illinois license plate is now available for order. The license plate features the Cardinals' iconic Birds on the Bat logo, and it was unveiled last month at Busch Stadium by White. People may order the plate by visiting cyberdriveillinois.com. Fans may order random number, personalized, or vanity plates. It will take approximately 6 weeks to receive Cardinals license plates in the mail after ordering. Each sale and renewal raises $25 for the Professional Sports Teams Education Fund, and it's earmarked for the Common School Fund, which supports public schools throughout Illinois. The cost to purchase a random number Cardinals plate for a currently titled vehicle with valid Illinois registration will be $69. Pricing will vary for vanity and personalized license plates. The Illinois 4-H Foundation annually recognizes 4-H volunteers for exemplary service. The 2019 Hall of Fame class includes 80 new inductees who were honored during a celebration in August at the Illinois State Fair in Springfield. Among those inductees are Debbie Webb from Wayne County and Neil Farron from Edwards County. Illinois 4-H Foundation Executive Director Angie Barnard says the inductees are dedicated and generous leaders, and 4-H will continue to create opportunities for its young people because of their years of service and leadership. The Illinois 4-H Foundation established the statewide Hall of Fame in 2004 to honor and celebrate extraordinary 4-H alumni, volunteers, and former 4-H staff. Each inductee receives a commemorative Hall of Fame medallion. Fairfield Police Chief Keith Colclasure says his department is working quickly to incorporate golf carts and side-by-sides in the city. Appearing on the Community Connection program, he said the application process for the vehicles may begin in 2 weeks.
We're getting very, very close. I thank the public for their patience. I will announce when we are ready. In fact, I had a meeting with IDOT today. We traveled the city where we were going to post signs to let everybody know that we are quote-unquote golf cart community. And they agreed where we decided to put them, so those are on order. Hopefully, they should be here by the end of the week, hopefully. The permits have been ordered. They should be here by the end of the week. So I'd say next week or the following week, we should be ready to go, but just not quite there yet.
Annual fees for the vehicles will include registration for $100 and $50 for inspection. Chief Colclasure also gave a recap on the recent active shooter drill at Fairfield Community High School.
What we did is very, very simple. We didn't have any role players, anything like that. We kept it very basic. We basically announced that we were having the drill. They did their procedures with the children present. And then after a certain amount of time, we kept it as short as we could. And then I went room to room with Principal Wells, and we briefly spoke with the students in that class. And then we released one classroom at a time. There's a lot of classrooms in that building. And we went to the gymnasium where, of course, that would not be our normal evacuation point, but that simulated evacuation for the drill. And then we also spoke with the kids all together in the gym.
He also said more drills will take place in the future, though they are unlikely to involve the students.
And now we're gonna ramp it up on our end to get the sheriff's department involved, the fire department's involved, the EMS involved. But we'll probably do that without the kids there. We may have role players come in and do little drills on our own to practice, but we'll do that without kids there.
Two more active shooter drills are expected at Fairfield schools with children present, one each at Center Street and Northside. Chief Cole Clazier also addressed the new police truck that has not yet arrived in Fairfield. He says the delay has been due to a manufacturer issue, not a local one, and he expects the truck to be here soon. Fairfield FFA Chapter Advisor Kurt Robbins appeared on Morning Coffee yesterday at the Wayne City FFA Alumni Field Day. Robbins gave an update on the FCHS greenhouse, which he said will be undergoing some repairs thanks to a recently received grant.
We got another grant to redo the greenhouse this year, which you'll see some construction going on in the greenhouse. We're going to redo the roof. We had some minor damage with some wind last year, and so we got a grant to repair all that as well.
Robbins also mentioned the sale that begins this weekend at the greenhouse.
The mom sale will start this Friday. They want to contact Ms. Smith at the high school. She is a manager of the greenhouse and has the horticulture classes right now. And the spring greenhouse sale, it's usually the second or third week of April. It all depends on the weather. As we get good sunshine through the winter, our plants are ready a little earlier.
Smith may be contacted via email at ssmith@fchsmules.com or by phone at 847-9442. Pre-orders are being accepted now. The cost for a 9-inch pot is $6, and a 3-gallon pot costs $12. The condition of Illinois' corn and soybean crops dropped slightly, as we hear in the weekly crop report with Kim Howard.
Crop progress still lags behind, with 82% of corn acres now in the dough stage, says crop statistician Mark Schleusener.
Corn in the dent stage reached 46% of acres compared to the 5-year average of 76%. The condition of the Illinois corn crop was rated as 19% very poor to poor, 35% fair, and 46% good to excellent, which is a little worse than 1 week ago.
The soybean crop also dipped to 46% in good to excellent condition, with 84% now setting pods. The third cutting of alfalfa is now 77% complete. Average statewide topsoil moisture increased to 8% very short, 21% short, 66% adequate, and 5% surplus. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Citizens Utility Board recently asked its members to name their worst bill, and more than half said it was their cable or internet bill. In honor of the CUB's 35th anniversary, it has released its popular Guide to Cutting Your TV Costs. CUB spokesman Jim Chilson says the guide has the most recent information available, and people may want to cut the cord entirely.
For a lot of people, the answer might just be to get an antenna and, you know, to watch their local channels, and then, you know, maybe deal with a streaming service like Netflix, you know, to get some special programming, or like Hulu. But, you know, what I like about the guide is it kind of takes every different type of customer into it considers every different type of customer and tries to give people just good information so they can make the choice that they need to that's best for them.
The 19-page publication can be ordered at citizensutilityboard.org. Facebook says it is ending its practice of using face recognition software to identify users' friends in uploaded photos and automatically suggest they tag them. Instead, it's replacing the tag suggestion feature with its broader face recognition setting, which identifies people's faces in photos for various uses, not just tagging. Beginning Tuesday, people who are new to Facebook or who previously had the old setting available will instead get the face recognition setting, which they can turn on. It will be off by default. People who had the tag suggestion setting turned off will see a notice about face recognition and a button to turn it on or keep it off. Facebook was sued in Illinois over the tag suggestion feature, and a federal appeals court has ruled the lawsuit can proceed. That's the news. Area deaths next.
The annual Cedarhurst Art and Craft Fair is Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th in Mount Vernon. Enjoy the art of over 100 crafters, plus food booths, beer tents, great music, and a kids' zone. Admission is just $5 for a day jam-packed with unique artists, lots of music, art demonstrations, great food, beer, wine, craft brews, and fun for all ages. There's pay to park near the fair or catch the $3 round-trip shuttle to Cedarhurst from Times Square Mall. Find all the Craft Fair weekend details on Facebook or at cedarhurst.org.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Assorted bone-in pork chops, $1.49 a pound. 10-pound bag of russet potatoes, $3.99. Roma tomatoes are 99 cents a pound. And join them this weekend for their big weekend sale this Saturday and Sunday only. Prices are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store on West Main Street in Fairfield. Give them a like on Facebook.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 77. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 101 East Delaware, Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 26,755, up 399. The NASDAQ is at 8,100, up 123. October crude oil is at $57.16. That is up 90 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 62-year-old Fairfield resident Katie Jo Trotter died on Wednesday at Indiana United Methodist Hospital in Indianapolis. She had been a box printer for Champion Laboratories in Albion. Katie Trotter is survived by brothers Jed Trotter and John Trotter and sister Jill Mitchell, all of Fairfield, three nephews, two nieces, one great-niece, and one great-nephew. Funeral services for Katie Trotter will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock a.m. at Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield. A visitation will be held from 9 a.m. to service time. Burial will follow in Maple Hill Cemetery. Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield is in charge of arrangements. 92-year-old Albion resident Edna Ruth Barnes died on Tuesday. She was a member of Little Prairie Christian Church. Ruth Barnes is survived by a son, Gene, daughter, Gayla, and 42 grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Visitation for Ruth Barnes will be held on Sunday from noon to 2 p.m., at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. A celebration of life will be held at 2, with burial to follow at Graceland Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Edwards County Senior Citizens Center, and envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. 69-year-old West Salem resident Joyce Coster died last Thursday. She worked at Champion Labs in West Salem and at Walmart in Olney. Joyce Coster is survived by her husband, John, mother, Betty, of Lawrenceville, two daughters, Amy Bell of Bone Gap and Andrea Harper of West Salem, one son, Fred of West Salem, seven grandchildren, one brother, Scott Carter of Lawrenceville, and a brother-in-law, James Cash of Bennett, Colorado. Per Joyce Coster's wishes, she will be cremated. A visitation reception will be held on Saturday from noon to 3 p.m. at Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in West Salem. Family and friends are asked to dress casually for the reception. Memorials may be made to the family to help with final expenses, and envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of West Salem is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Sunny skies and a high of 80. Clear tonight with a low of 58 and mostly sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high, 88. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Sunny skies on Saturday. Saturday will have a high of 80 and a low of 60. Partly cloudy skies on Sunday. Sunday will have a high of 80 and a low of 62. And then partly cloudy on Monday. Monday will have a high of 88 with a low of 65.